In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. God is dead. This is the infamous proclamation of the 19th century German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Father Anthony Cornieris offered a message about this in one of his many books about the Gospels and Epistles. Now, certainly this same thought, God is dead, must have crossed the minds of the myrrh-bearing women whom we read about in today's Gospel passage from Mark on the third Sunday of Pascha. You see, these women were on their way to anoint the body of Jesus after his death and burial. They went to go anoint the body of the Messiah. Our God is dead. One of Nietzsche's proofs of God being dead, he said, was because of the churches. In other words, there was no evidence of divine life, nor of belief in the divine in the churches of Europe at that time. Sadly, it's still occurring during our times, the 21st century. We modern Christians may be burying Christ in a tomb in this day and age. How? How are we doing this? Well, the church itself can become a tomb when we leave Jesus Christ, the risen one, thereafter liturgy. It's as if we say goodbye to the anointed one, to Jesus Christ. We'll see you next Sunday. We were here for this short period of time. We'll be back next week. We venerate, we kiss, we adore the beautiful icons of Jesus Christ, of his mother, the Theotokos, and of all the saints. But then we forget that each and every person around us is an icon, created in the image and likeness of God, worthy of the same respect, worthy of the same veneration or adoration. So instead, we speak critically of each other, and sometimes we just ignore each other. God is dead. The mysteries and sacraments can become tombs to us when we only receive Holy Communion once or twice a year, or when we participate in Holy Confession once or twice in our lifetime. If it is merely out of a habit or custom, without proper preparation, and without demonstrable positive changes in our lives, then we still bury Christ in them, the Holy Sacraments. And extending in the direction from the church to our own life is the Nicene Constantinopolitan Creed that we just recited, a tomb for Christ. In other words, the words that we say, I believe, the faith that we have, does it have anything to do with our actions? Do we consider God and his will in our daily decisions, in our work, in our fellowship or our friendships, in our family relationships? Is our Christian faith just a philosophical proposition, or is it a way of life? God is dead, he said. The Bible can become a tomb for Christ if we are never open to let Christ mystically arise and speak to us from the pages into our hearts and our minds as we read the sacred scriptures. The Old and New Testaments can become tombs if we don't read them with faith, as if they were strictly literature or some historical writing. Our hearts can become a tomb when we say things like, I don't need to come to church. I have Christ in my heart. The reality is, that is where he will stay, buried, when we don't support, or we don't come to, or we don't bring our gifts to the church, its ministries and its people, with our time, our talents, and our treasures. You see, the church is the body of Christ. He gave the church, he gave us his own body. The myrrh bearers came to anoint the body of Christ. And we, to be like the myrrh bearers, come to anoint the body of Christ, the church, to bring our gifts, to bring our time, to bring our talents. God is dead, he said. Our life can become a tomb for Christ when we bury him under our many sins, our ignorance, or our indifference, or our bad habits. This will happen if we keep piling it on without sincere repentance and true resolve to change. Our life is still a tomb if we are lukewarm followers of faith, participating only when it's convenient for us, or only when things are going well in our life, or only when we feel moved or inspired to do so. You see, the Orthodox Christian spiritual life is not based on emotions or feelings. Asceticism is about doing what is necessary and true, even when we don't feel like it. So I ask you, was Nietzsche correct? Was he right? Is God really dead? Is he dead in our society? Is he dead in our community? Is he dead right here to us? Is he dead to us in our lives? I say the answer is no. I hope you also say that. He is very much alive, just as the angel announced to the myrrh-bearing women. He is risen. He is not here. Part of experiencing the very much alive risen Christ has to do with courage and resolve, just as the myrrh-bearing women, just as Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. They ministered to the crucified Christ at great risk to themselves. If the Jewish leaders and the Roman authorities just killed the sinless Messiah, who was to say that their anger or the jealous mob of followers wouldn't do the same to the people we commemorate today? And we, too, must have the same courage and resolve that the myrrh-bearing women, that Joseph, and that Nicodemus had. We don't live in a time of severe persecution, at least in this country, like the early Christians. So why do we act like we do? The angel commanded the myrrh-bearers to share the news and the joy of Christ's resurrection. Do we do the same? Do we joyfully and boldly proclaim his resurrection at this time of year during the 40 days after Pascha? The divine liturgy, people, it's the work of all of us. It is the lifting up of our hearts and our minds to the risen and ascended Christ. The work that we do does not end when the worship ends today in a few hours or an hour or so. We need to only remember that Christ did not stay on the mountain at the Transfiguration. He did what after that? He descended down, back down to the plain of human illness, and back down to the valley of evil, onto his crucifixion, in order to be raised again. Remember, the myrrh bearers did not roll away the stone from the door of the tomb. It was done for them. It was done not to let Christ out of the tomb, but rather to reveal to the myrrh-bearing women, to reveal to the myrrh-bearers, and to reveal to us today that Christ has already risen. We cannot move the heavy stones of sin, of ignorance, or indifference from our life. Only God can do this. But He will only do this if we come to the tomb, ready to be crucified with Him, ready and willing to stop holding on to the stones, these familiar stones of our life, so that we too may be raised with Him. God is not dead. He is very much alive. He is risen. Christ is risen.
Amen.